Illinois' pension reform issue seemed to make some progress this month, but labor and legislators still question the latest bipartisan proposal addressing the state's $95 billion pension problem. And as of press time, the state's We Are One coalition still plans a rally at the Illinois Statehouse on Thursday and Friday, January 3rd and 4th. 18 lawmakers appeared with House Bill 6258. Democratic co-sponsors Elaine Neckritz of Des Plaines and Daniel Biss of Skokie at the measure's introduction December 5th. Republicans David Harris and Chris Nybo also joined the press conference presentation, which outlined its effects. For state workers in the current state pension systems, the bill would cut cost-of-living adjustments to apply only to the first $25,000 of the employee's pension or the first $20,000 for employees eligible for Social Security. Have COLAs take effect when employees turn 67 or 5 years after they retire, whichever is first. Increase retirement age by adding 5 years for employees age 34 and younger, 3 years for employees age 35 to 39, and 1 year for employees age 40 to 45. It apparently would not affect employees age 46 and older. Require workers to contribute more toward their pensions by 1% for the first fiscal year the legislation is in effect, and 2% for each year thereafter. Limit pensionable salary, the amount of salary that counts toward a pension, to the higher of the Social Security wage base or the participant's salary when the legislation takes effect, and eliminate the mandated choice between cost of living adjustments and access to health insurance. The We Are One Coalition issued a statement saying, "We appreciate lawmakers' latest attempt to move the pension conversation forward. As we have consistently stated, the We Are One Illinois Coalition stands ready to work collaboratively toward a solution. We were not consulted in the development of this plan, but our preliminary review suggests that there are significant problems with HB 6258 that need to be worked through," the group continued. The pension debt was caused by the state's failure to make actuarially adequate pension contributions, not by public employees. But like its predecessors, this proposal essentially balances the pension debt on the backs of teachers, police officers, nurses, caregivers, and other public servants, both active and retired. It is also unclear at this juncture whether this proposal is constitutionally or actuarially sound. Likewise, House Minority Leader Tom Cross, an Oswego Republican, told the Chicago Sun-Times he was wary, saying, "The cost shift is problematic. I don't want to be critical of this, but I do think there are a few constitutional issues here." For her part, Neckritz said she believes the plan will survive a legal challenge because it contains a guarantee the state will make its obligated pension payments in the future. The major reason for the current pension debt is the state's failure to make payments into the system. Illinois AFL-CIO President Michael Kerrigan has said, "Our unions are firmly committed to negotiating a solution to the pension funding crisis. However, to go forward, we need both the data supporting any proposals and a commitment that the representatives with whom we engage are authorized to speak for the governor and the legislative leaders." Unions that have participated in We Are One actions include the Illinois AFL-CIO, the Illinois Education Association, Illinois Federation of Teachers, Associated Firefighters of Illinois, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the Fraternal Order of Police, Service Employees International Union, Laborers International Union, United Transportation Union, Illinois Nurses Association, and the Teamsters.